All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
So this story is going to be partly from my perspective as well as my brother's perspective, and it's going to be a long one. This is a true story that happened last night while I was at my grandma's house. So before this all took place, I went to get McDonald's in the nearest city to us, which is about 20 minutes away. After that, I decided to go down to my grandma's house instead of going straight home. For context, she lives down a long farm road, to which you also have to turn off down a half-mile dirt driveway just to get to her house. I arrived there at around 9 p.m., and I went in and visited with my grandmother and my brother, who lives with her, ever since my grandpa passed away, so that she won't have to live down there all alone. My brother and I took out my grandma's dog to go pee at around 10:30 p.m., and we just sat outside listening to music and talked for a while. At that point, I was starting to get cold because this is East Texas, and I am not yet used to it getting down into the low 40s at night, so I was about ready to head inside. I noticed something moving in the corner of my eye near the large metal shop that sits a few hundred yards from the house. I didn't really take too much notice, though, because it is not uncommon for deer or raccoons to come snooping around in the yard, and plus my grandma's dog wasn't barking. So I thought that it might have just been my eyes playing tricks on me. We finally headed back inside, and my grandma went to sleep around 11 p.m. So me and my brother stayed up and played Among Us and watched YouTube for a while. At around 2:30 a.m., I was very tired and ready to go home, so I asked my brother to walk with me to the door and make sure that I got out to my car, because I am always paranoid, especially at night. He joked around and said that he would turn the light off on me and lock the door, and I freaked out and begged him to walk me out to the car, to which he finally did. I got in my car and immediately locked the doors, and I saw the porch lights turn off as I was driving off back down the dirt road. I got home within 10 minutes and fixed myself some ice cream before I sat down and enjoyed some creepy horror stories on YouTube. Another 15 or so minutes passed, and I got a FaceTime call from my brother, to which I picked up almost immediately. I could tell that he was freaked out about something, but he wasn't saying anything right away. So I asked him what was wrong. The following is my best attempt to paraphrase what my brother told me. He said that after I left, he went back outside to listen to some music and sit on the porch. He had the music on his phone up pretty loud, which would usually mask any noises of animals coming from the nearby woods. After a few minutes of listening to music, he said that he heard what he thought to be sounds of metal banging around, so he quickly paused the music and listened to see if he could hear the sound again. He stood up and looked towards the shop and the boat shed, which are adjacent to each other and are a few hundred yards away from where he was standing. He saw a faint light shining around near the boat shed, but then it quickly flicked off. At this point, he was freaking out, so he quietly crept back inside the house and locked the door behind him. He said that he ran to his room in the back of the house, I guess not thinking to wake up our grandma, and he grabbed his weapon. He quickly ran back outside and saw the glow of the flashlight move around, and then quickly shut off as soon as he noticed it. He walked out to the edge of the concrete carport and stared out towards the boat shed with his weapon down at his side. The only thing illuminating the boat shed was the faint light coming from the house. He said that he tried to muster up the most intimidating voice he could manage and said, "Who is out there?" To which there was no immediate reply, except for a slight bumping sound, which solidified the fact that someone was indeed there. Now keep in mind, this is out in the middle of the country, in a town with a population of just over 1,000 people, and the nearest house is across the lake or miles down the farm road, so no well-meaning person would just happen to stumble across my grandma's house this late at night. Also, my grandma has had problems with people snooping around the property in the past, so this is not something any of us take lightly. And for the life of me, I can't tell you why my brother didn't just call the police. But you also have to remember, there is only a few cops in the entire town, and it is 3 a.m., and so it would take at least 30 minutes for the cops to even show up. So my brother again called for the person to show themselves and repeated his question and asked the person to identify themselves. He said that he practically crapped his pants as a tall, lanky figure slowly emerged from the boat shed with a flashlight in hand. Although my brother couldn't see any distinct features about the person, he could definitely tell that it was an older man and that it was no one that we knew. It was especially not anyone that should be in our boat shed at 3 a.m. At this point, he raised the weapon up to point at the man and again shouted, "Who are you?" The man was still silent and began slowly walking towards him. My brother took a step forward and gave one last verbal warning to the man and said, "I swear I'll use this. Now who are you and why are you here?" The man quickly raised his hands up and said,
Whoa, calm down, man,"
in a taunting voice as he continued walking towards my brother. My brother fired a single shot just above the man's head, to which he finally took that as his cue that my brother meant business. The man hurriedly took off on foot back down the driveway, and my brother screamed, "Don't come back!" My brother then quickly ran inside to wake up my grandma, who had somehow slept through the entire commotion. She didn't seem worried enough to actually call the police, but of course, after hearing this, all I could think about was what were the true intentions of that man. Was he just some druggie snooping around looking to steal some tools or money? Or were his intentions much more sinister? Another question that haunts me about this whole situation is how many times has this happened after my grandma and brother went to bed and we just didn't know? And was he watching us from the shadows all night? Was he watching me as I walked out to my car? What would have happened if my brother had actually turned out the lights and locked the door before I could get to my car? I have a pretty good imagination, but I really don't like to use it, thinking about the possibilities. And to the stranger who tried to rob us or do God knows what at 3 o'clock in the morning, I hope you learned your lesson.
On your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts, choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly!